albums, Carolyn and Jay, converse in mystic, ethereal ballet. Ideas and stories, hopes and dreams they share, with intuition as their guiding, cosmic flair. In morning's embrace, their dialogues unfurl, metaphysical whispers, a new day's pearl. In these whispered tones, they contemplate the night, where truth and wonder take their graceful flight. For in their words, a resonance may swell, as conversation's magic casts its spell. Welcome to Carolyn and Jay's Metaphysical Conversations. Good morning. We are Carolyn and Jay here with Metaphysical Conversations, and it's already Monday, April 15th, 2024, and we are 15 out of 52 weeks into 2024 already. Let's say hello to Jay too, because we got to get him in here so we can know that he's with us.
Hi, Carolyn. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Are you ready to go on with our topic for the day, Jay?
I am as ready on this Monday as I can be to do that.
Okay. All right. So from 7:15 to 7:35 today, Pacific, you can call in and either join the conversation, but let us know you're just wanting to join the conversation, or you can call in for a reading, and Jay and I will look at an in-depth question that you may have. And you can call in on the phone number 857-232-0155, extension 870-303. The number again is 857-232-0155, extension 870-303. And Jay?
The other part and the other way to join the conversation is over on Facebook and being a part of the chat. You can join us by heading over to 12radio.com and clicking on the chat button. That does take you to a new window. It's a private Facebook group.
In metaphysical realms, Carolyn and Jay converse in mystic, ethereal ballet. Ideas and stories, hopes and dreams they share, with intuition as their guiding, cosmic flair. In morning's embrace, their dialogues unfurl, metaphysical whispers, a new day's pearl. In these whispered tones, they contemplate the night, where truth and wonder take their graceful flight. For in their words, a resonance may swell, as conversation's magic casts its spell. Welcome to Carolyn and Jay's Metaphysical Conversations. Happy Monday. We are Carolyn and Jay here with Metaphysical Conversations, and it's Monday, April 29th, 2024, and it's 17 weeks already into 52, and we will be giving out the contact phone number and chat info after we say good morning to Jay. Good morning, Jay.
Hi, good morning, Carolyn. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't believe it's another Monday again.
It's another Monday. Boom.
Boom. Boom is right.
It's like, here we go again. From 7:15 to 7:35 Pacific today, we will be taking your calls if you'd like to call in for an in-depth question, or even if you'd like to add to the conversation, let us know at the beginning whether you're asking for a reading or adding to the conversation. And if you would like to call in at 857-232-0155, and that's extension 870-303. And Jay, how can they get us otherwise?
If you would like to find us on the chat, in the chat room, go over to 12radio.com and click on the chat button there on the left-hand side of the screen. That does open up a private Facebook group with the same name. Send over an invitation if this is your first time. We'll get you approved while we're live on the air. You'll see our banner at the top of the page once you're in. And in the comment section underneath, that's where the conversation's happening. You can join us there. We'd love to see you.
Yeah, we would. And so today We're inviting you to sit back and take in some phrases we'll be talking about. If you're needing to be showered with a few of these, or if you and you can also, we invite you to hear the person that you would like to have been saying these phrases to you. Picture them in your mind, and or picture the person you need to say them to yourself. So these are affirmations, compliments, expressions of gratitude, and even necessary statements to banish the elephant in the room. And one of the first ones is one of my favorites. And of course, it's probably not a person that you're going to hear it from as a person at work, maybe, unless you're in love with them. But the phrase is, I love you.
I love you. I wonder, I'm curious, like how many people... For those of you that are joining us live, how many people heard that often when you were a child? How many people really felt loved, and how many people maybe didn't get to hear that at all? You know, or maybe you did, but you just don't remember it. Like it wasn't really a major part of your growing up process. I'm curious.
Yeah, and who is it right now that you would like to hear that phrase from, or that you need to say it to? About I'm proud of you.
That's another biggie. Well, and I feel like we oftentimes think of that one like it needs to come from like a parent or a grandparent or a teacher or something. But I think it's equally important when it comes from a friend or a boss, you know, somebody like an authority too can be very special to hear. You know, yeah, they do appreciate what you're up to, or they do see you.
Right. If you were working on a project or something, even at home, and your partner noticed that you're following through with something, and I'm proud of you would be a nice little boost of energy. I mean, really, it's all about energy and lifting others and lifting yourself through lifting others also. So it's a cyclical thing, or in a circle. Of if you help somebody else, literally, you'll feel it. You'll feel that you heightened their light. So I'm proud of you. So anyone out there that needs to hear, I'm proud of you, take it in. You make a difference.
One thing I will say, because you're going to be saying quite a few different ones of these, this would be good if you hear a different affirmation that you really connect with because you didn't hear it, we want to know. And also, if you heard the affirmation on the regular basis and it had some effect on you, we want to know that too. And we're also curious for those of you who might have heard this and it just didn't penetrate, like it didn't sink in. I'm just curious, like, what kind of experiences you all had out there while you were growing up? And if you felt like you were bolstered with these kind of statements, or do you feel like you had like the opposite? Somebody that was, you know, a parent that might have been really hardcore and might have torn you down, you know. Anyway, sorry, Carolyn, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, well, you know, and also for right, I had another thought in my mind around that, but now I can't remember what it was. But yeah, I'm gone with that. But you make a difference is another one too, and it really is something where you can. I know what I was going to say. Sometimes people say these phrases to us and we blow them off so instantly and talk about something else because it's just like, whoa, you know, and okay, yeah, well, I also need to get down to the store, you know, and you completely change the subject and not really take it in and say, thank you. Thank you for saying that, you know.
True. And I know for myself to that point, I would be uncomfortable taking confirmations in my good work, I guess I could say it. And it did take me some time to learn how to say thank you, because I would just not know what to do. I would feel like I needed to explain myself, or I'd have to minimize myself. And I'm still learning how just to say thank you so much, or thank you for noticing. You know,
And the person doesn't say anything back. You know, like, oh, yeah, you're welcome, or anything like that. They just kind of move on to the next section without taking it in. You can tell they're not really taking it in.
Exactly. Like, it doesn't penetrate. Exactly.
Yeah. So, you're amazing.
No, you're amazing.
No, you're amazing. Oh, thank you, Jay.
See, you're welcome. See how easy it is to like deflect it. You know, we don't even, we're not, without trying, we're like, ooh.
Thank you. I know I am, though. Anyway.
It's good. This is a good practice. Well, because even for that reason too, like you, even if you think you're the one that takes in affirmations and you're great at saying thank you, you can test it out because you can see even if there's any kind of like uncomfortable feelings or energy when these kind of affirmations come up, because that's also just another indicator of, you know, the work we have to do to take care of ourselves and nurture ourselves.
Yeah. You know, I'm here for you. I'm here for you.
I'm here for you. I like that one.
Yeah. I mean, anyone who's listening, if you would love to hear that, picture the person saying it to you or the person that you need to say it to because you've been laxed in support like that. You inspire me.
How many people, like, need, I think it's interesting because I think we live in a world where, you know, people do compliment one another. It does happen, but it seems like in the, quote, regular world, it doesn't happen all the time. It's almost like you have to do something extraordinary to get that kind of attention. But it is something special to be able to get these kind of affirmations in our everyday walking around life, you know, without having to do anything extraordinary. Because I think that we should have more attention and affirmation around what we are doing. Because I feel like it's almost like we can get the feeling like we're never enough, or like we're never going to be able to turn up the dial enough to get whatever it is out of us that's going to meet the world. And I feel like doing these kind of affirmations can also start to help heal that, you know, on a whole different level. So this is.
Which brings me to the thought that some of these things we're saying right now, too, you can use as your personal daily affirmations, you know, to yourself. You did a great job.
You did a great job.
You did a great job. Right.
Yeah.
You know, you can all do that. So to remind yourself that you work your butt off and you're happy for yourself, right?
And honestly, I can say, because I can be really good at helping validate others, but I was terrible at validating myself. And part of it is practicing these kind of statements on yourself and learning how to believe it, you know, if you don't believe it, or if you still have like a statement after that that you want to say that clarifies these statements, then these are the perfect kind of statements to work with and practice what it feels like to feel these things as you are working with a statement.
Right, Jay, and I'm glad you're in my life.
Thank you. Thank you, Carolyn.
You make me happy.
And I'm curious, did you compile this list just from ones that you work with, or how did you?
No, I just came up with the idea that people need to remember to do these. They need to remember to be able to remind themselves if they're not hearing this within, like for instance, with a partner or something. You know, any of these. You know, what are you hearing from the partner? Are you in a relationship that you really want to be in? If you're not getting some of these, and if you're not saying them back to the person, you know, and if you're not saying them to yourself, really, in the long runs, I feel like that they're just important statements, because they help us grow. They help us say, oh yeah, well, okay, I'll do more of that because it was appreciated. Right.
True. And plus, it feels good. You know, I think when we really connect with these statements and let ourselves feel them, it's a whole different kind of experience of living our day-to-day life, or like the day-to-day moments of life, versus being stuck in our head or, getting caught up in, you know, the opposite, where we're terrorizing ourselves and belittling ourselves and tearing our own self apart instead of building ourselves up.
Yeah, you know, the other one is, the other day I was introduced to somebody who was going to help me in a certain way by another friend that I'm not really that close to, but has been very kind through the years, right? And so she introduces me by saying I'm a very good friend, you know, and it was, you know, it's a really nice, it's really, it was heartfelt, you know, and the introduction was really well done. So, so you're a good friend is another nice, thing to say when you feel it, you know, and to hear it. Right.
Absolutely. Well, how many times, you know, we want to believe that about the friendships that we have, but you know, we don't always know if that's necessarily the case. We can tell ourselves, but it's a whole another thing when we hear it out of someone's mouth and we really feel it.
Right. That's true. You know, how about when somebody is feeling really overwhelmed and they're not sure they can do it? Maybe they've started a new job. The phrase, you can do it. May take you a while, but I know you, and I know that you're really good at this kind of thing, of understanding things. It may take you a little bit, but once you get it, you're going to rise to the top. You can do it.
Another one that comes to mind in that regard is, you got this. You got this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, same idea. I'm really good. How about you're beautiful or you're handsome? Does it make you feel good? And is that something you like to say to other people?
It's interesting on that one because that used to bring up insecurities for me because I'd be nervous if I said something like that. Either they would take me, you know, more serious than I meant to be about what I was saying, or I would be insecure about like their response or their reaction.
Right.
So that's definitely one that's interesting, like what it brings up in us when we want to say that, but we might not feel like we can. Do you have any kind of like tips and tricks as far as like, if you do feel stuck like that, like how
Something we've already, the first thing to do is to say, thank you. We take it in without having to shove back another compliment. So thank you. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's important to really hear it. And which brings me to the next one. I'm listening.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
How many times do we want someone to think that that we're listening, but we're not? You know, that's a big one to say and really mean it. You know, listening really does require us to stop thinking in a certain kind of way, because usually if we're listening and thinking at the same time, we're just prepping ourselves for whatever we're going to say to whatever they're saying, versus really letting whatever they say come in, like sink in, you know, hit you, and then you decide what you're going to say back. So it's like you're not getting ready to say while they're saying it. You're just taking in what they're saying, and then you respond instead of just like have an immediate reaction.
Not forming what you're going to say before they're even finished.
Because I feel like you can't, like I don't think we see it this way, but we can't really take in what someone's saying if we're doing that.
Right. You can't. You're not conversing. Your mind is stuck in a circulation of what it is that is going to be fed back. You have a great sense of humor. It's really nice too to hear, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a great sense of humor. It's like, hey, thanks. I enjoy humor. How about I believe in you? It's sort of like the same thing as you've got this. I believe in you, though. I believe in you. No matter. I believe in you. That's almost close to I love you, isn't it? I believe in you. Because you're seeing their pure essence.
Well, I know it can be strange sometimes because I think we can, at least I know in my past, I can get in my head about, oh, I don't need to say that, or they're going to think I'm cheesy, or I'm going to be too much, if I really say what I feel. But that's the thing about that is, yeah, do you want them to know how you feel, or do you want them to guess? Do you want to be clear about what you're thinking and feeling? Or do you want them to try to like a guess, again? And it's like you can just say it, even if let's say they did know it. What if they did know? Well, great. Well, you just confirmed it. What if they were making an assumption that wasn't true? You just let them know, oh, that was an assumption that wasn't true. I actually think this. And it goes both directions. I think when we open up that line of communication, it gives both parties a chance to either confirm or need to correct whatever the other person is thinking. Because, I mean, I know for myself, especially as a psychic medium, when it comes to other people, I can be very sure about what I think someone's thinking. But I also have to give that room of like, I'm not all knowing. I'm not like, I do make mistakes too. And I just because I might sense something from somebody doesn't mean I'm sensing everything. And so for me, I gotta, give myself and, give my ego a rest and give myself that ability to be present. But that takes a lot of practice because we can't have assumptions when we're being present. We gotta be present to what's actually showing up in front of us. And that takes practice sometimes, especially for those of us out there that like to control things.
Okay, good. And then this one is for the person out in the audience right now who's a parent and who's been tearing their hair out and because it's been so troublesome what you're going through. So to hear you're a great parent, and just remind yourself, okay, I'm having some trouble right now. So take that one in if you need it. You're a great parent.
I think that's a really great one to mention because I mean, I'm not a parent, but I know I can see other parents going through this where it can be a very thankless job sometimes. And just being able to to be reminded and recognized for what you are doing as a parent can honestly be, I think, a very powerful thing. And it's important because how many days and hours do you go through and you don't get to hear any of those things and you still have to find a way to power through and to still show up and give 110%.
That's right, Jay. Is there somebody on the line possibly? Did
Oh,
that?
there is actually somebody just popped up with a 954 area code. Would you like to come on in and say hi?
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Mel. Good morning.
Hi, Mel. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just went over to the chat and I saw that you all were live, and I thought I would call in with a question.
Sure.
Well, for me, for the past couple of years, I don't know, I guess I go up and down, and I have some I had a passing, a person pass away in my life about 6 years ago, and from that point on, I felt like I've been doing well, but then also I sort of go back to this thing where I don't have enough faith, not even religious faith, but just faith in, it not being so hard. And I was hoping, or maybe you all could tap into my idea is that will I feel this way for the foreseeable future, or will something come along that will give me a little more, evidence that things will turn out well without me working so hard?
One of the things I'm getting at that right away is right now you're listening to a radio program that has to do with spirituality, right? Metaphysics, right? And one of
Yes.
the and so you ask, is this going to continue on this line? One of the things that you may want to do in order to make that not happen, where you're constantly afraid that it's not going to improve, is maybe grab some more books on spirituality, get some more beliefs going in your system to remember the magic and remember how you can make your life as it should be through things like this, through affirmations, maybe looking at yourself in the mirror and just saying, I have everything I need and I'm loving what I'm feeling right now, right? So really focus on what you have done and what parts where have you grown since that person has died, and giving yourself a compliment for having gotten through something without them, right? And done it in a brilliant way.
That's huge, and that's not always easy to do, but it can definitely open up a door, and also a doorway for your connection with that departed loved one to have a different kind of communication with them over time, you know, a different way to interact with them now that they're on the other side and you're still here. That's part of it. The other part of it is a story that my metaphysical teacher told me regarding that whole idea of like what we're seeing as far as like the good, the bad, the ugly in front of our face in our day-to-day life, and like how to handle that. Because the way he says it is, every moment that we happen to show up in life, there's either a flower garden in front of us. Well, there's both, actually. There's a flower garden and a garbage heap, and they're both right in front of us. Like, let's just say on the left side is the flower garden, the right side is the garbage heap. And in any given moment, it's our focus, and where we're putting our focus is going to determine what we start to see more of in our life. So if you're always paying attention to the garbage heaps that are in your life, that's going to pull more of your focus, and that's going to like seemingly overtake what's happening in your life. If you're able to appreciate the flower garden and what's growing and what is flourishing, that can grow. And the hard part is at any second, we can flip-flop where we're putting our focus because it's all there. Like this life, this planet, this experience, it's all there. And so the only common denominator that happens to change it is, where do we put our focus? Where do we put our attention? And it's an ongoing thing. It's not like I can set it and forget it, you know?
One of the things we're both seeing here, Jay, with him is that it's up to you, really, because it's up to you to insist that your mind heads towards the area that you want to improve with, right?
Wow. Okay. You know what? I think I hear you. I think I needed to hear that because I've done work in the past, and I don't know. I guess I think I like what you both have said, and I will re-listen to this program. Again, it was just I just came in, and I don't know. I feel like I'm okay, but you know, I know years ago I felt, you know, more happy, more, you know, just optimistic about things. And I did have faith in the future. I do feel like I can take care of myself. I'm very capable, but I don't have joy in doing that. You know, it's just nothing is there in relationships, friendships, anything. And I think that's sort of what has not worried me, but it's been like, okay, well, and this is what it is. All right. But there's always these little, I would say, miracles. I will use that very strongly, that has popped up and shown up without any reason at all. Just something has changed and it just goes away fast. So I know I have that in my life, but yeah, I think you're right. I think I will try to I'll buckle down, get a little more sterner with myself and focus and do a little more exercise with this positivity, or just with reality of I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for my family that's around. I'm grateful for my experiences. I mean, there are certain things that I do say, but I don't say all the time. So I'll definitely try to focus more on the things I'm grateful for.
Well,
and put yourself out to an activity in your life too, where you can meet new people and you know, pick an activity that might be fun for yourself, like maybe take a raft trip someplace, you know, where you can actually really experience the brilliance of joy for yourself.
Yeah. That's what I feel now. Like it isn't about, cause we can kind of go into the territory of like kind of the positive Paula kind of, you know, I can't be negative Nancy. I've always got to be positive Paula. And if I'm not, then it's my fault. I don't want to have what we're saying come across that way. Because it's the kind of thing that it's true what we're saying, but it's the kind of thing that it's more about you as the common denominator being able to let it in. So by being able to focus on the things that you're grateful for that you don't always necessarily stop and pay attention to, but by stopping and paying attention to them, those are like gateway points to let more of that kind of energy in, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does. Well, you know what? You know what? It was no coincidence I called in at this moment. Literally, I've done this occasionally when I'm not Catholic, but I walked into a church and the priest was there, and I remember even a couple of months, years ago, I went into a church. Well, I'm not Catholic, and I went in there and talked to somebody. And now I went back. They said the person didn't exist. So I was like, wait. He had his skin issues, lesions. He had all these. He was very noticeable, but nobody could find the man. So I'm like, okay, well, so I sometimes I get feeling where I want to just push a button or call or talk to somewhere, and today was the perfect time for me to, call in, and I will take everything that you said, very much so.
God, let us know how you're doing.
I will.
We
Thank you so
appreciate
much.
it, Mel. Thank you so much for calling today.
Thank you.
How awesome. I love talking to new folks on the phone and calling in. And the phone lines are still open if you'd like to call in as well. Thank you, Mel, again for calling.
Yes, and that's until 7:35. If you want to call Pacific, and if you want to call in an 857-232-0155. Again, the number is 857-232-0155. And once you get there, the code number is 870-303, 870-303.
I love it. The
Yeah.
phone lines are great. I
Yeah.
know it can be a little daunting to call and know that your voice is going to be on the air, but Carolyn and I do our best to make you feel safe and to create a bit of a safe container for us to be able to have a fun conversation and to be able to talk about our topic.
Yes, which is all these phrases we can say to ourselves or to others, and also to if you're needing to hear it from somebody else and you're not hearing it, maybe close your eyes right now and think of the person as they say, "You have a kind heart."
Isn't it as like what I just heard in that is like how hard we can be on ourself that we almost like a lot of times, especially like in the corporate environment, we can want to kind of put that on kids or adolescents, but that kind of thing is for them. We don't have time for that here, kind of a thing. But yet, I think it's just as important as adults to hear that kind of affirmation.
Right, or say it to yourself in a mirror, seriously, because you have to remind yourself that that part of you is still there. It's no matter how many bumps or shocks you've had, that part is still there. You have a brilliant mind. How about that? Appreciate what you have there in your head. You have a brilliant mind.
You gotta love when somebody says that to you.
How about I'm sorry to get rid of that elephant in the room? I'm sorry. It's just, sometimes you need to say it or sometimes you need to hear it,
So,
because it can be talked about.
I want to for that one specifically because I feel like it can go both ways. There are people that say it too much, and then there are people that need to say it that don't ever say it. And I think yes, it's the kind of thing that can be overused or underused. This specific one, and I feel like if
Yes.
you're always the one taking responsibility, stop it. And if you are the one that never takes responsibility, well, look at that. Take a look at that. It's not always everybody else. So, yeah. So that one is like one in a certain kind of way. You can use it as a way to be an observer to your own kind of system and like how good you are at being able to take responsibility for what your actions are in your part, or how much you're always trying to blame everyone else for for doing things to you.
Yep. I'm sorry can be very useful on so many levels because it helps break the wound.
Yep.
You have a wonderful smile.
Say that
That's
one more
a
time, please.
one smile is something simple you can see. Is there somebody on the line, Jay?
No, there's no one on the line, but I know it seemed like it echoed for a second. That was weird.
Okay, so so you have a wonderful smile. It's a simple thing to say, and that's something actually to you. If you're saying you're at the grocery store and you see somebody that just looks very happy or content in themselves, and you can see that they're just enjoying themselves shopping, that's something you can say to a person, a stranger, and just Let them be, because that's going to make their day, really. That'll be something they'll remember, that somebody at the grocery store said, I had a wonderful smile. Come on, you can't say that that's not going to make them think about that a couple times more during the day. It's, you know, because it's a lovely statement.
It's true.
You make it better is another one I like. You make things better. Like saying, my life is better because you're in it.
You make things better. And that, you know, and that's another one that I think we can be afraid to say, you know, if we don't want to be too much, or we can say it and like kind of overly, mean it, before we're ready to say something like that. But I feel like these are all really good to look at, you know, how authentic are we being when we say these statements to ourselves or others? Or how much do we feel like we need to, like, almost like generate the statement because it's that far away from what we think the truth is at that moment, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, we can only hope. I guess if you're practicing on trying to practice on somebody else, maybe it's you could keep that. You make things better and look in the mirror for a while until it really feels right for yourself. I respect you, another one. I respect you.
That's true. And you know what? That's not that statement you just said about we got to keep using it. Or how did you say it? How did you say that?
If you're faking it with somebody, I mean, why bother with that? You want to look in the mirror and say it to yourself. You make things better, until you can really get the vibe of what that really means. What does that really mean to you? Well, you've been working on yourself. You've been taking all those sleeping pills to make yourself sleep. You've been getting yourself out. You've been feeding yourself healthy foods. You know, you make things better, and really trusting in the idea that you are making things better.
It's true. Feeling it is one step, is being able to say it and look at how you could apply the affirmation. And the other one is, okay, how do you say it and really mean it and feel it and let it like really penetrate into your system? I feel like there's different kind of levels to that.
It comes back to making yourself the best you can be, to so that you can spread that with your friends, with your partners, with everything. You make yourself whole by really supporting yourself with what to do next to make it better, how to be the best person, you know. So, you know, how about just the simplistic one of saying you have a great taste. You have a great taste in plants. You have a great taste in, you know, I love your the way you decorate. You have great taste.
That's a big one for those of us that are earth signs. We like to know we're creating that safe, comfortable
that's
space.
A good point. Yes. How about you know, the person that doesn't hear it a lot, when they're an artist, you're talented. Take these in if you're an artist out there, because you want to be able to hear that, you know, when you're working on by yourself, you know, for a long periods of time, you're talented. Or you're maybe a dancer, or you may be a magician, or you may be, you know, you're talented. Stand-up comedian. You're talented.
True. It's like, it's interesting, because I think when we are doing those endeavors, we're in one way hoping and working so hard to get that affirmation to, you know, to come at us. And then when it does, we can be so insecure, so just whatever's happening, where we can't even take it in, even when we actually deserve it. So it's kind of crazy how that works.
Come back to that. Thank you. It's a really easy comeback, and just learn how to say thank you. Thank you. You always know how to cheer me up.
You always know how to cheer me up. I don't know why, but that one's making me think of, in a healthy relationship, that's fantastic. When we're relying on someone else to make that be, that's not so great. But again, as Carolyn said, these are affirmations that first and foremost we take in and apply to ourselves, you know, and learn how, almost like a computer, I'm seeing, like we're feeding ourselves new software programs.
Right. So if you're feeling like you're just in the most horrible way, you know, you're depressed, you're anxious, you're lonely, you know, okay, so take yourself to a movie and or go to a bar and buy a beer for yourself. You know, always know how to cheer me up. You know, say it to yourself in the mirror, and then spread the light as you improve yourself. I trust you. I trust you. Can't have any love without trust, that's for sure. I trust you.
What a biggie. That's a biggie.
Yeah.
Well, did you always feel like you had a good amount of trust in yourself, or did you have to really build that up?
I think everyone has to build it up. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't think anyone without it, you know, knowing how to walk about the world. But, you know, and it also depends how many risks, what kind of a risk taker you are, you know, and how many times you've fallen because you've taken a big chunk. You know, so, you know, it just depends. I think that I've taken a lot of risks in my life, and I don't sometimes think about what may happen because I'm taking such a big chunk. But you know, for the most part, I keep looking back and saying, hey, I did it. I mean, I did that, but it's good that I did it because I would have wondered what it was like without it.
Hmm.
You're a good listener.
Hmm.
You know, that's almost as good as hearing I'm listening, to hear that you're a good listener. You're a good listener, Jay.
Hmm. Thank you. I love it. No, it's, I mean, and that's a biggie too, because how many times do we want people to think we're listening, but we're still busy thinking ourselves or in our head? Yeah, that's a one for all of us to really think about and pay attention to. Are we really listening, or are we just wanting someone to think we are?
Right. You always brighten my day. How many friends in your life do you have that just, you know, when you're around them, they just brighten your day? We always need a good handful of those people in our lives. That are really, you know, help you to advance with yours in so many ways, because really a lot of those friends may be somebody that we want to be like, that we want to take in the same kind of energy. You know, if we're hanging around with depressed people, sometimes it might tend to make you feel depressed, right? So you learn from those who have what you want, right? Often. So, and what a good energy in a person is might be something that you're needing to improve with yourself.
That's true. Real quick, I just want to say good morning to those of you joining us in the comments. We have Renee. She says, Carolyn and Jay, morning. It's great to see you, Renee. Thank you for joining us. We have Ali Shea. She says, made it. Good morning. And then great to see you, Ali Shea. We have Karen. It's great to see you too, Karen. Thank you for dropping off the flowers. Geraldine is in the chat. She says, good morning, Jay and Carolyn. It's great to see you, Geraldine. And Raven, lastly but not least, she says, good morning, all. Thank you, Raven, for joining us. It's great to see you too. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to everyone.
Okay, so another one. How about if you're at some sort of corporate job, or, you know, and you're having to work on in a group, you're a great team player. But you can also too say that, you know, if you're, you know, on a board of some sort of nonprofit, you know, you're a great team player.
That's a great thing to hear at work. That's a great compliment. Yeah.
You're really brave is another one. Jay, are we getting a caller, or did I just get cut off?
Let's see. Nope, I heard there might have been a pop sound, but I heard you. There's no caller. I think we're
Okay.
having some kind of interference on the line or something through Skype.
Your hard work is paying off.
You know what's so interesting about these is they're very simple statements, but
Yeah.
they are very powerful in like how they feel and how they land.
Right. Don't aren't they? Because really, you can, you know, you've been working really hard on trying to get some sort of thing happening for your project, you know. I mean, it's so hard. And everybody else, you like every now and then you hear about how well they're doing, and it's like nothing's happening yet because your project is taking a long time. Your work is paying off, you know, when you hear, when you get these little, you know, it just helps you to it just helps you to remember that even in the slightest pluses that you're getting through the building of whatever project you're doing, to hear that can really remind yourself, and you can say that to yourself too. And the other thing is too, when somebody is around you that really is, I mean, say you have a really crappy day, and you get around a friend that just has the right essence, you can say you have a calming presence.
I love that. You have a calming presence.
Yeah. You always have the best ideas. I mean, nothing like, I mean, that invites more too, right? If you say that to somebody, maybe they're gonna, you know, feel even freer to come out with some other thoughts or expressions that, you know, that might be encouraging for you as well. You have a generous spirit. Now, that can be in a lot of ways. That could be financially, that could be, you know, energy wise, that could be just uplift, simple uplift. You have a generous spirit. You're really good at what you do. That's helpful too, isn't it, Jane?
It is. Especially in the work environment. Not all bosses have that kind of, give that kind of reassurance.
They don't. Yeah, and really they should, because what are they going to get back? They're going to get back one of those people are going to say, hey, they really appreciated that. I'm appreciated. So I feel like I have a purpose here of because it feels good that I'm doing what they really appreciate. You
Exactly.
know.
It's like another way we get the communication to know, yeah, we're on target or we're like way off, you know, but we need the feedback.
That's right. It's like if you get really excited about something, you know, and you really, really do appreciate them, you can say you have an infectious enthusiasm. Maybe it's something you've done, but they get really excited about it, and then you realize that it's infectious. It's an infectious enthusiasm, right?
Totally. No, it's true. It does it, especially for those of you that are empathic, you will definitely feel it. It's true.
Yep. You're one of a kind.
So I will say, because of our way, the way society is set up, if we aren't saying these things from a authentic place, they're not going to land, you know, just to say them because you want to say them or you hope someone feels that way, isn't necessarily going to make it come across if you're using these for someone else. And in the same way, if you're using them on yourself, like if you don't believe it, it doesn't really let it penetrate. So part of the practice is letting it, like having an opportunity to let these things in, let yourself feel them on your own time in your own space and work on it with yourself, because that's what leads to it happening more and more and more with people outside of you.
You begin to notice it. So you could say to yourself, you're a quick learner. You always know what to say. You have a unique perspective.
I love that. You have a unique perspective.
Yeah. maybe they're not, sometimes maybe they're unique but you don't like them, but you know, maybe also too, at least this person may be reaching for a perspective on something that you hadn't thought of, which is appreciated. You have a great memory. And that also too, it ties into you're a great listener. You have a great memory. So you have a great memory as reminds you that, oh yeah, you're on track. You're doing good with being a friend because you really remember that.
That's true.
You always know what to say. You're a fantastic storyteller. How about that one? Fantastic storyteller. Okay, Jay.
I love that you're a fantastic storyteller. Well, I feel like you came up with such a comprehensive list of affirmations.
I did. Yeah, I mean, I've even got more of them. You're always there when I need you. I mean, come on. It's like it feels like you know you're just giving people support back when you're saying these things too. It's supportive. It's supportive in their very nature of saying these things as well. By saying these things, it's supportive. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Oh, how about this one? And this one you can say to anyone too, like in a grocery store. You have a great sense of style.
You can make someone stay with that one.
Yeah, and they'll remember it too. They're going to go home, unpack their groceries and think, oh, you know, thank you. I really like this outfit myself. They'll be thinking about it. It's uplifting. So that's how to charge your light. You charge your light by charging others and charging yourself. You really know how to bring people together. So that's what you would say maybe if you're in a party atmosphere and there's a lot of folks around that you're going to get to know. That's one of the things that you could say that would really help that hostess or host to know that he's done a great job with what's been given to you as this gift of gathering.
Raven put one in the comments. She has, quote, "You are the best thing that has ever happened to me. You are the best thing that has ever happened to me."
Because, ma'am, wouldn't that be lovely to hear that? It's like, oh God, I scored. Really? You really think that? Oh, I really like this person. They really see me. So yeah, that's a great statement.
I am in the right place, exactly.
Yeah.
So can you believe?
Yeah, somebody understands me. They get me. You have a calming voice.
Right. So can you believe it? We're at the top of the hour already.
Okay.
I don't know how many more affirmations you have. If you have just a few, we still have time, but.
We're all done.
Oh, that. Yeah. You literally had enough for the whole show. That's huge.
Yeah. So I guess, Jay, where can we get you?
You can find both of us over at 12listen.com. That's the number 12listen.com. If you don't see Carolyn and I online, you can always click on the schedule an appointment button. But we're both there daily. And I also have a couple of radio shows you can find me on throughout the week. And Carolyn, when are you usually on over at 12listen?
I'm on 12listen .com mostly daily from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you can also, yeah, Jay and I are available for a scheduled call also if we're not into something very otherworldly important too.
Otherworldly important.
Really than another world. Mark Hussam, what is it? Mark is up next. Christine LaFrance and Lori Lover just after Mark. So we've got, stay tuned. And we'll be with you next week. And thank you for joining us. And you've made our week the best already. How about that one?
I love it. Thank you so much, okay. Everyone. Have a great week.
Bye.
In the mornings, gentle light, we bid you all good night. Ideas, stories, hopes, and dreams took flight with Carolyn and Jay, conversations so bright in this cosmic realm where our stories ignite. Mornings embrace a new day's pearl. Their dialogues continue in this cosmic swirl. Thank you for joining with hearts full and swell in the mythical realm where our stories dwell.